This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Proceed straight ahead. Middle of May. The year is 2014. We've had spring in most areas of the country. It's been very hot on the West Coast, pretty wet on the East Coast. I don't know where what the weather is like where you are, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus is in Florida, and we'll find out about the weather there and the effects the weather have on our health. 888-553-7536. Usual number. Connect with that, and you'll connect with Ken if we get you on the air, if you have a good story to tell, a good question. That's the important thing. 888-553-7536. That you are honest and straightforward. You have a medical concern. You have a little medical history. You have perhaps a question about a misdiagnosis. One of the things that happened this week on the Good Day Weekday program, Ken, the presence of the owner of WMEL Radio, our affiliate in Melbourne, Florida, John Harper, who came on the air to tell the story of what had been going on with him over the past several months. And I had he contacted me because he wanted to talk to you. And then he ended up going to Tampa. But pretty amazing story about a fellow who was told he would require open-heart surgery to repair an aneurysm on his ascending aorta. I asked him to be with us this morning, but he was on a trip, so he couldn't be here. But I thought that not just necessarily his story, but the whole story about misdiagnosis and whether that's more a part of the system. Can we expect more of this sort of thing? And if you don't know somebody, like he knew me, I know you, you know somebody else, is that what we have to expect as we go forward?
I'm not sure. How is he misdiagnosed? You know, you're talking too generally. Anytime, you know, you bring your car into the mechanic, are they going to get it right?
Yeah, here's what happened.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Well, I thought you talked to him. Maybe I made the mistake. I thought you had, he said that he talked to you and you sent him to see somebody. He ended up going to the VA in Tampa, and they told him that none of what he'd been told by the doctor in Melbourne was true. And, in fact, he didn't need an operation at all. They reviewed the x-rays. They talked with medical consultants. And the discovery was made that...
What was he told initially?
He was told that he had he needed open-heart surgery to repair an aneurysm on his ascending aorta.
Okay, well, let's just talk what that means.
Okay.
There's a pipe where the blood exits the heart. The heart's a pump. And think of a garden hose, and it fits into the heart at the aortic root, and then the blood from the left lower chamber propels out into this garden hose, and as it goes from the heart up towards the neck, it's called the ascending. Thoracic means the chest, aorta. This pipe then goes back towards your back in what's called the arch, and then it hooks around and goes down behind the heart in the descending thoracic aorta, and then goes down towards your pelvis. When it's in the belly, it's called the abdominal aorta. It's the main blood vessel, the main artery, the pipe that takes the blood away from the heart in the body, and it gives off branches from the neck down to the groin and all along the route. And this pipe has a normal diameter. When it exceeds this normal diameter, we call it an aneurysm. There's small, medium, and large, depending on how big this bulge is. And think about those balloons we used to make for the kids into the dogs when we were younger with the kids. This is very similar to what this looks like. As you get a bulge, as it exceeds a certain diameter, it can burst, and that's not a very good day. In the chest, when the aorta gets beyond 5.5 centimeters, it has very high risk for bursting and in the abdomen of 5 centimeters is the magic number. In the abdomen, above 3 centimeters is considered an aneurysm. In the chest, there's not a magic number because it's often a ratio of some of the other vessels, but usually when you get in the chest to about 3.7 to 3.8 centimeters, that's the beginning of a small aneurysm in the chest.
All right. So he was told that was his problem.
He was told, I believe, that he had a very large aneurysm in his chest. Initially. So he went to the VA and they told him that it was measured incorrectly?
Yes.
Well, that's very unusual.
Yeah. Well, he says that he's...
We measure these things almost daily. I probably see at least a patient a day who has an aneurysm somewhere in their body. And, you know, that's hard to understand.
I would think maybe it would be good for him to come see you. That's what I'm going to tell him after you tell me that story. He said that they said there was a misdiagnosis. I would rather get another opinion from somebody who's in the middle, literally.
The VA said that he had the wrong diagnosis?
Yes.
You know, boy, isn't there a lot of problems going on right now with the VA, people dying because they're not being seen? Mm. I believe a high-level official in the VA on this past Friday resigned over all this. You know, there's some very good VA doctors, but the administrator are developing parallel lists to make it look like the people are being seen in a timely manner, and people are dying over this. This is just a horrible situation, and if in fact they confirm that people died because they weren't seen on time, you know, I think jail time is the right thing.
Jail time instead of doctor time. Well, you have doctor time here. 888-553-7536. Any of you had a problem ever with misdiagnosis of some sort of an ailment, one way or another, for better or for worse? There is good medical news this week, and there's bad medical news, and there's poignant medical news. We'll touch on all of that because that's part of our mission here. Mostly we're here to help, sometimes tell a few stories. I have a story myself that I told Ken. I don't know if I told you. I guess I told you the whole story earlier in the week, but it may bear repeating just because you'll find it, and you found it entertaining, and other folks will find it somewhat entertaining as well. 888-553-7536. Question from Dr. Ken about what happens when you do not get a good night's rest.
Forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night, and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 revolution and experience this incredible, all-natural prostate health formula that is bringing relief to thousands of aging men, yes, every single day. Listen to Larry, one of our listeners from Maine, who is already building his supply of PT9. He says, I'm on my second order now. My flow has improved and urgency decreased. Sleeping through the night is just as promised. Essentially uninterrupted, my energy level and libido have also improved. PT9, with all its benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels, is a product you'll never want to forget.
800-811-6931 is the number. Call that number, mention Dr. Ken's name, get a free bottle with your order of PT9. 800-811-6931. Feel like a new man. They guarantee it. You get a free bottle, 90-day money-back guarantee. 800-811-6931. Wake up rested and ready for a wonderful day. A good day. 800-811-6931.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
888-553-7536. We're talking about items that have perhaps been an experience of yours, health items that are misdiagnosed. Here's Jeff calling in from Clarkston, Washington. Jeff, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to confirm what you were saying. I have an ascending aortic aneurysm and was diagnosed. And then later, I had some pain in my chest, and they did a CT scan. It was a different doctor, and she said that, you can be happy that you no longer have an ascending aortic aneurysm, and I don't think you ever had one. And I said, oh, okay. And I was really surprised because I'd been in for two echocardiograms to monitor the size of it for a couple of years. And then that doctor contacted my cardiologist, and she said she told the other doctor that she needed to do an echocardiogram because it was hiding behind something or it was so close to the valve or something. So then they did an echo and they found it back. And anyway, but just if
Jeff, let me hop in here because this is, you're trying very hard to explain this clearly, but there's some confusion here. May I jump in?
You bet.
An echocardiogram from the surface of the chest, that's an ultrasound, is not an accurate way to image the pipe as it leaves the heart. You can see clearly where it connects into the heart, this pipe. That's called the aortic root, but it's dicey as you try to go further up the pipe into the ascending thoracic aorta with echocardiography from the surface of the chest. If you put a tube down your throat and do what we call transesophageal echo, you can see the ascending thoracic aorta well. But to see the ascending thoracic aorta well, you really have to do CT scan with contrast or MRI or MRA with contrast. And unless you do either the MRA or the CTA with contrast, you're not, whatever you're trying to see or say has little reliability.
Okay, so they didn't do the contrast, I know that, but they contacted the cardiologist then, and they did go back in and they did the echo, but anyway, what you said something about it being close to the root, and then they found it.
Okay, stop. On an echocardiogram from the chest, the common echo that most of us get when we get an echo, what we can see is the root where the ascending thoracic aorta connects into the heart. There we see the diameter enlarged, and that suggests that you may have a bulge, an aneurysm in the pipe as it leaves the heart, which is called the ascending, going up thoracic in the chest aorta. And then that's an indication when the root is enlarged on an echocardiogram from the surface of the chest to go into a CTA of the chest or an MRA of the chest.
You just nailed it. That's exactly what they said, and it's at the root. It's at 4.4 centimeters.
Good.
And anyway.
Okay, stop, because I'm helping you to be a clear communicator of medicine. I know you want to do that. So the root is 4.4, so then what's the diameter as you go up higher up the tree of the thoracic aorta? Because that's the key here. If you see it, the root enlarged, you're obligated to measure the thoracic aorta.
All right, you're going to have to hold on for a second, Jeff. 21 after the hour.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
As we continue along with the conversation, 888-553-7536 connects with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're having a conversation with a gentleman in Washington State. After we talked about John Harper, and I don't want to put him on the spot, but he and I talked about it on the air, so I think this is a good thing, giving people an opportunity. That's what often happens here. Tell a story about something that happened, and many people have had the same experience. And this goes for you. If you want to call and ask Ken to clarify something that you got a diagnosis you don't understand, or maybe a wrong and incorrect diagnosis happens all the time. You don't want, if you have somebody that you love, and they have a false sense of security, perhaps you don't know that till sometimes you get a second or a third opinion. So Ken has gone through a lot of things with Jeff here, but there was a one more question sort of opportunity here to nail down all of the information we need to have. So go ahead, Ken, back to Jeff.
We'll go back to Jeff. And Jeff illustrates, who's clearly a bright guy, trying to do the right thing, how complicated this area of the body is. And it is confusing. Jeff, let me try and help here. You told me that the root of your aorta, this is where the aorta connects into the motor, the heart, is enlarged. I think you said about 4.4 centimeters.
Yes.
And 3.7 and above 3.7 or 3.8 is usually considered the normal aortic root diameter. So you have a mild to moderately enlarged aortic root, and then you want to go up higher this pipe, and that becomes the ascending thoracic aorta. And if that diameter is bulging, which often is suggested by a root that's bulging, that you have an aneurysm. So What's the largest diameter of your aorta in your chest?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if I know the answer.
Okay, stop right there. So we know you have an enlarged aortic root from your transthoracic, your echo from the surface of your chest. What you want to do is, I would recommend getting yourself a CTA of your chest or an MRA of your chest, so that this will take contrast and you'll need to measure this because I'm concerned that you have an aneurysm of the thoracic aorta. And if you do, I would also suggest getting an ultrasound of your abdomen because 25% of people who have the bulge in the chest also have it in the abdomen. Fortunately, the abdomen you can size very easily with plain ultrasound because you don't have bones and lungs and air in the way that make ultrasound of the ascending thoracic aorta very dicey.
All right, okay. Jeff. There's what you do. Take good care of it and take good care of yourself. 888-553-7536. This is a good entree into a conversation about the people who are over 40 may be worried about blood pressure and other circulatory issues that can be addressed by getting on to this product that you like so much called Heart Factors Plus, Ken.
Heart Factors Plus. Let's talk about that. I've been getting so many questions about that. Well, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus, he writes us. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling of my feet. I will definitely reorder Heart Factors Plus. This product is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all-natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power, and if it does not work, you get your money back, no questions asked.
800-621-6313 is the way you try Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. And by the way, this is for both men and women. Thousands of men and women are on Heart Factors Plus for the reasons Ken explained. It is beneficial beyond belief. 800-621-6313. Help yourself to a longer, healthier life with Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100. 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour, I can hardly wait to tell you this story. 33 after 27 before the new hour, I saw a new medical practitioner this week. And I'm going to have Ken take apart or just listen, and you can hear of the Midnight Ride instead of a Paul Revere of Dougie Stephan. 888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken. We talked about a story of perhaps medical misdiagnosis, and that's led, especially in the area of the heart. Ken's a cardiologist, although he does an excellent job, as you can tell. If you've been listening to this program for any amount of time, we've been doing it for years on the weekend, you know that he's very capable, because of his education and his acumen, to get to the heart, if you'll pardon the pun, of most any situation. But oftentimes, Ken feels most comfortable and tells great stories, directing you toward how to fix a problem that has to do with your heart, circulatory system, etc. So in that spirit, we move to Rob, calling from Calhoun, Georgia. Rob, you're on next with Dr. Ken. Hi, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Dr. Ken, about 3 years ago, I had I couldn't hardly breathe, and finally I passed out, and they took me to the hospital, and they found out that, it took them a while to find out, but they found out that I had a mass around my heart, and they may have to operate, but they couldn't exactly know what it was, so I had to put on warfarin and all this blood thinner and everything. Then
you had mass around your heart?
They said I had a mass that was too close to operate. They said something about operating, but then they said I had a mass too close to the vessels where they couldn't operate.
They tell you what the mass was?
No, they didn't know. They didn't know what it was. They just kept saying that I had a mass, and they'd probably have to take a biopsy. Biopsy of it, and find out what it was. But I think it was blood clots or whatever. And then it gave me a lot of warfarin and all that. And so 3 years later, it's been 3 years ago. I go back, and they say that it's all gone now, except I got a leak. And they saying that they need to operate again.
and because I'm getting tired, and I was just getting a little too tired. And so they said they might have to operate, and I'm wondering whether I should let them operate or not.
Rob, is this your mitral valve or your aortic valve?
Mitral valve.
Okay. Was this in, so this mass, because when you started telling me the story, there's something called an atrial myxoma, mm-hmm. which could involve that area of the heart as a mass, but it would not disappear without them going in and getting rid of it.
Okay.
So you did not have any initial surgery to remove a mass from your heart?
No.
And what you were, because this is a little unusual here, and there's probably more to this than you've been made aware. It just vanished with the blood thinner.
That's what they said when I asked them, because see, they kept saying they couldn't operate because of the mass.
So when I went back,
they said they were ready to operate. They said uh-huh. it would be a 90% chance that they could probably do the heart, but I was a deep, strong smoker, but maybe 60% that I might be on a ventilator. And I told them, well, they could forget that. I didn't want to be on a ventilator.
Rob, give me a second. So are they now, have you asked any of the doctors currently who were evaluating you a few years ago what your diagnosis was? Do they now presume that it was a clot that dissolved?
Yeah, I guess so, because see, they did the echocardiogram, the thing they stick up your leg and shoot dye up in you.
A cardiac catheterization.
Okay, they did that, and then they stuck the thing down my throat with the light.
A transesophageal echo.
Okay, and they found out that they could do the operation now. So I guess they said, I asked them, I said, where's that mass that you were talking about when I took the MRI? And they said, well, the mask is gone. We didn't see the mask. I said, okay.
Give me a second, Rob. Are they now saying that the mitral valve is leaking severely?
Yes, and I told them that I wanted to clip it, and they said they couldn't clip that one.
Okay. Rob, the mitral valve is one of the four one-way doors in the heart. They're like trap doors. They open to let the blood move forward, and then they close so that the blood won't go backwards. If we didn't have these, nothing inside the heart would ever move forward. It would go forward and then fall backwards. The mitral valve, if it is severely leaking, and hopefully they've made this diagnosis clearly, you may want to get a second opinion to confirm the severity of the back movement or leak across the mitral valve from the left lower chamber, the left ventricle, up to the left upper chamber, the left atrium. If, in fact, it is a severe leak, yes, the current thinking is even if it's not causing symptoms, that needs to be repaired so that the heart functions well into your late gray ages. And if there is any uncertainty, if you're feeling well now, I understand that you passed out 3 years ago with whatever mass was there, but currently, are you feeling okay? Why did you go in for a 60,000-mile checkup?
Because it was after it had been 3 years, and it seemed, and I just, but be honest, I felt good. I felt pretty good.
So give me a second, Rob. Right now, you're not having shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, palpitations, chest discomfort, unexplained sweats, lightheadedness, dizziness. None of these symptoms.
No. Only thing I have is the tiredness when I get into a you know, like if I'm sweeping or doing something like that, yeah, I get tired. But as far as walking, I can go to the store and walk, and I'm fine.
So you have fatigue with some physical exertion, correct?
Right. And the other day, my leg started hurting, like it feel like it want to give away, and I was wondering if that was some symptoms coming on.
Well, that can be, or it can be circulation to the legs themselves, but. What they need to do is eliminate other causes of possible decreased exercise tolerance or fatigue, like low blood pressure, low heart rate, low thyroid, low potassium, anemia. If you eliminate those causes and in fact you're having symptoms, I'd look at that mitral valve. But moreover, if that mitral valve is severely leaking, regardless of symptoms, the current thinking as really heralded by work done at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, is to repair or replace that mitral valve if it's severely leaking.
All right, Rob, that's the advice from Dr. Ken. Good luck to you, sir. 888 888- 888-553-7536 as we work our way through some of your calls. The calls are important to the flow of information. You have a situation, don't hesitate to ask. Ken will give you an answer. It'll help a lot of people. The sun will shine next on Justin in Burlington, Iowa. Justin, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Justin.
Yeah, I had a question about my wife. We have two children. She's 30. And she's a little bit overweight from our last child, which has been a couple years ago. But she's not bad overweight. She exercises a lot, eats very healthy. But she has been deeply fatigued a lot of days, even after good rest. And most days she's very fatigued, and we've had her thyroid checked, and that seems to be okay. She's quit eating bread, tried to stay away from wheats, and that seemed to temporarily help. But it's starting to come back, and I didn't know she has a history in her family of diabetes. And
Justin,
give me
a second, because your wife is 31.
Yeah.
So we're talking about unexplained fatigue in a 31-year-old female, correct?
That is correct.
Let's go over the laundry list of possible causes. You said the thyroid. That would definitely be high on my list, but that was checked, and she does not have low thyroid levels, correct?
That is, as far as we can tell so far, I think I'm going to go to another doctor and have that rechecked.
And this is where it gets confusing with the blood test. She would get a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and it goes up when your thyroid level in the blood is low. It's a feedback hormone. But she should definitely, I'm going to give you, if she hasn't had recent lab work, I'm going to give you a grab bag of things to get her. So you want to check the thyroid function. She should have a CBC to check, especially to make sure she's not anemic. She was through childbirth. She may be iron deficient. She has active periods. It's easy for a woman of that age to get iron deficient and get anemia and have fatigue. Also, potassium could be low. I don't know if she's on any diuretic, if she has vomiting, if she has diarrhea. These are things that happen to moms, and that potassium level needs to be checked. Her blood pressure could be too low. Her heart rate could be too low. Postpartum depression can do this. Depression of any sort can give these sorts of symptoms. If all of those issues are eliminated, there's something else that needs to be on the list, and this is a heart issue. It's something called microvascular angina. These are the microscopic blood vessels that bring blood to the heart. We all are aware of the big pipes that sit on top of the heart. These are the ones that get blocked up and cause the big heart attacks. But the heart's like a football. It has a hide, it has a thickness, and that thickness needs a blood flow. Coming off of these big trunks that sit on top of the heart are microscopic blood vessels you can't see with the naked eye. They go into the thickness, and these can have blockages in them. They're the earliest forms of coronary artery disease, and the most common person who gets these are perimenopausal women. Women in their 50s, but anybody at any age can get this, and your wife, if you can't find a cause from this, I would recommend getting either an exercise stress echo or a PET stress test. The nuclear stress test is usually not very good at seeing these small areas of inadequate blood flow from microvascular angina, and this all needs to be evaluated, and your wife can be helped. If she was in Central Florida, I'd be glad to help her. This is something we help so many people with who are suffering. They've been from doctor to doctor, especially perimenopausal women. But again, I've seen this in men from all ages. About a third of the cases are men. Two-thirds are women. And any doctor who denies the existence of this entity is Dr. Rick Van Winkle.
All right, there's an earful, Justin. Get to work. Take good care of your wife.
much. Is that, you said that was a PET test, one of the other tests?
Well, I would just eliminate. You need some good detective work, one thing after another. You need a good, caring internist or family doctor who eliminate a lot of issues. And then if you can't find a cause, you then a referral to a cardiologist who is experienced with microvascular angina.
Microvascular angina. All right, Justin?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Speaking of Dr. Ken, if you were close to him, you could get a consult. Here's the number. Should you, wherever you are, whether it be Florida, the Southeast, all over the country, people come from all over the world to go see Ken at his facility in a wonderful town like Pleasantville, Mount Dora, Florida. 352-735-1400. Or 800 Lake Cardio. The facility is called Lake Cardiology. Great facility. I've been there, go through it every year. I haven't been through it there yet this year, but got to get down to see Ken. 800 Lake Cardio to make an appointment to see Ken. Or 352-735-1400. Nobody better when it comes to this sort of thing. Ken also is asked from time to time to look at various products and decide whether or not they are A-OK. Sometimes they're medical. Sometimes they're aimed at helping you. One of the things that is most instructive about a product like Genucell, it isn't medical per se, but when you feel better about yourself, the mind-body connection makes your whole body. This is not a stretch by any stretch, if you'll pardon the pun, of your imagination. Feeling good about the way you look means you will feel better about the way you are, and feeling good in your head makes your body feel better. So what's the scoop, the latest on Genucell, Ken?
I like this because this just makes people feel good about themselves. How amazing was your Mother's Day gift this year? Because unless you got rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes, call and get Genucell now. Genucell is an all-natural treatment with plant stem cell technology to rid your beautiful face of unsightly bags and puffiness. Yes, even the ones you've had for years. Lois from Smithtown, New York writes, I love it and use it every day. I would say the change is remarkable. Call now and receive the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream as a free gift with your order. But it gets better. For a limited time, you'll also receive the brand new Deep Firming Serum enhanced with stem cell technology for unbelievably healthy, soft, and silky smooth skin as a second free gift just for trying Genucell today. That's two free luxury gifts instead of one. Call right now. Express shipping is also free.
800-822-6145. As Ken said, this incredible deal gets made better because you get express shipping when you mention Dr. Ken's name. 800-822-6145 for Genucell. For those wrinkles and the things around your eyes you don't like, 800-822-6145. In other words, combat wrinkles and facial lines. No Botox, no surgery, just a wonderful product that you will enjoy putting on your skin. Feels good. 800-822-6145 for Genucell.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning? Or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
There's a place where past vacation memories are talked about and shared for a lifetime, where new experiences never disappoint, and where the only thing better than visiting is coming back again. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Exciting attractions for every member of the family. 60 miles of picture-perfect beachline will take your breath away, but leave your wallet happy. Affordability meets fun in Myrtle Beach, because you shouldn't have to sacrifice on vacation. Take a walk to remember down our nationally acclaimed boardwalk and breathe the ocean's salty mist. Experience fun-filled water activities, oceanfront amusement rides, and golf courses that truly inspire. Immerse yourself in world-class entertainment, amazing variety, exceptional value. From coastal cuisine to true southern cooking, indulge every appetite with award-winning dining and the freshest seafood the coast has to offer. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Enjoy so much more for so much less, and leave with memories to last a lifetime.
888-553-7536 for a free consult with Dr. Ken.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
But I didn't learn to pray.
Now 53 after the hour, excuse me, the Doug Steffen Good Day program Monday through Friday, Good Day program on the weekend, focuses on your health and well-being with Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the medical experts that's on the Good Day program. He has great way of dealing with questions that are sensitive. He's very gentle when it comes to his bedside manner, and his knowledge superb. 888-553-7536. Here's a lady in Appleton, Wisconsin, named Barb, who would like to get onto a different part of her body. Bob, go ahead. Barb, you're on with Dr. Ken.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for taking my call. I am 57 years old, and a little history as far as the last few months. In November, I had this bad respiratory virus that seemed to be going around our area. And from that point on, I feel like I've had dark circles under my eyes and tired. And then in February, I just thought, you know what, I'm just starting to lose my hair is thinning. And I thought, you know, I'm just so tired. And I just thought, oh, I'm 57, that's why I'm tired. But otherwise, I'm healthy. I'm not on any medications. I take vitamin, take fish oil, I try to stay healthy, exercise. But I finally decided, you know, something's going on because of my hair loss. So I went to the doctor.
I can guess it. This is a diagnosis that's made by many a woman's hairdresser. And 57 is a young woman. You've got a lot of chapters left, Barb. So did you get your iron level checked?
I did. And the doctor even said, let's check your thyroid, too, just to make sure.
Okay. But good thought.
So the iron was at 70, but the ferritin was at 10. And I know the ferritin is the iron storage. And I guess my concern is I went there initially in February. I went back and they redid the blood work in April, and the ferritin was up to 11. The iron was at 81. And then I went 2 weeks later because she wanted to check my levels like every 2 weeks. And it was still, ferritin was 11, but my iron went down to 56.
What about your blood count, your CBC, your red count? Are you, in fact, anemic?
My CBC is...
hemoglobin and hematocrit.
Yeah. It says, I don't have them. I have a W, the white blood count, the RBC.
It's there. HGB, HCT.
HGB would be 12.4.
That sounds pretty okay.
HCT is 36.3.
Okay. Does it give normals for the lab in parentheses for those two?
It does. For the HCT, it's 34.9.
Okay. So you're okay.
Yeah.
So so you're not anemic.
I'm not anemic.
Exactly.
My concern was it went from 81 back in the middle of April, the iron count, to 56 at the end of April. But I've never actually talked to the doctor since this blood work has been done. It's like she doesn't want to talk to me, so I talked to the nurse yesterday after calling the clinic twice. I said, I don't understand why no one is calling me back. I said, I'm just concerned why it's dropping.
Barb, give me a second. But do you have for the lab the normal range for the iron level?
Yes, it's 28 to 170.
Okay, so you're in the normal level.
I am. And
that's why the doctor doesn't want to talk to you, because it's all normal and she probably can't figure out why you're having your symptoms. This is not related. There are fluctuations. Everything's in the normal range there, and you're not anemic. What happens, iron is one of the many building blocks of red blood cells, which turn over once a month. And as a woman, you have periods, you lose iron. If you don't replace it in your diet, you will stop making red blood cells, and you can lose it also. Guys more commonly lose it in their GI tract, but women can lose it there also. And if your stores of iron are low, you can't make red blood cells, which turn over once a month, and then you become anemic, weak, tired, and that is the symptom you're having. But you're not anemic. You have adequate red blood cells. So you need to look for other areas of your symptoms, and thyroid, low potassium, low blood pressure, low heart rate, depression, you don't sound that way, and also this microvascular angina that I talked about before. You're in the, are you perimenopausal, Barb?
I am.
Gosh, I wish you were in Central Florida, because you have to be evaluated for microvascular angina. That is the exact point in life where you have the most common symptom is fatigue, then shortness of breath, then chest discomfort for a woman. Men are just the opposite, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue. But unexplained fatigue in a perimenopausal woman, and you can't find a cause for it, you have to check the microcirculation to the heart. Absolutely.
So get at it on Monday, Barb, and be thankful that you called. We're thankful you did, because perhaps we've interceded in a way that will help you be healthier and happier. That's the idea here. 888-553-7536. Another hour coming up with Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326.
Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.